Just like the Fed before it, the ECB was out on Thursday talking a dovish game. The bottom line here is there is no end in sight to the ECB balance sheet expansion, despite the recalibration of PEPP bond buying. And the other key takeaway here is that, like the Fed, the ECB refuses to consider inflation as anything other than transitory. But the thing is, investors are having a harder time buying into all of this dovishness, seemingly doubting the central bank communications, perhaps on worry around the prospect that inflation could very well be something more than just transitory. There's also a fear about supply side constraints and hearing about an airline's downgrade outlook, warnings out from Walmart and Microsoft, and definitely delaying a return to the office is not helping matters. We also think it's becoming increasingly difficult for the Fed to be making the case for a weak job market when job openings are exceeding the unemployed by 2 million. Clearly, the notion that the Fed may actually need to start erring on the side of price stability over its employment mandate is something that needs to be taken a whole lot more seriously. And if this is the case, all signs point to a less risk-friendly backdrop in the weeks and months ahead. As far as today's calendar goes, key standouts come in the form of German inflation, UK trade, UK construction output, UK industrial production, and UK GDP reads. Also, we get Canada employment and US producer prices. That's all for now.